Welcome to the Living in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida podcast with your hosts, Tim Whittemore and Stephanie Durham with the Whittemore Group. From your morning coffee to those nighttime brewskis, they are here to tell you what it's like to eat, sleep, drink, play, work, and live on the beautiful Emerald Coast.
So you're moving to the Emerald Coast and you're saying, hey Tim, I'm on a budget. What are the five cheapest places that I can move to here in Northwest Florida? If that's your question, I've got the answer for you. And not do I have just the top five, but I have the top 12 in order, listing it all the way down. So if you're interested in this information and seeing where you can go to get the best bang for your buck while moving here to the area, you're in the right place. So stick around. What's up, everybody? This is Tim Whittemore here on the beautiful Emerald Coast of Florida. That's right, the Destin Fort Walton Beach area. If this is your first time to our channel, we do tons and tons of videos and podcasts about everything that you need to know about our area. So go ahead and hit that subscribe button, click that little bell so you're notified every single time we got new videos coming out, okay? If you are moving this area, you got some questions and you need some help purchasing something, please give us a call, text, email, we got you covered. All right, into the content. Let's go. All right, so top five places to live in Northwest Florida. So we talk about the Emerald Coast. I kind of want to hit this a little bit before we get going. When we say that, we're talking about that area that stretches just about out to Pensacola, all the way out to Panama City Beach. Right? Most people that move into this area that we see are centralized somewhere around the Destin area. So that's kind of where we're going to concentrate because that's where people are moving to. We have a lot of military contractors or just people moving to this area that are in the service industry. We have some of the most beautiful beaches in the world. Yeah, it's gonna bring some people in a high demand for that. So, or any other thing, especially with remote jobs right now, people are moving to this area with jobs that I'm like, I didn't know that existed here. Well, it doesn't. They're just on their computer. How cool is that? If you're a cool person like that, please leave a comment below because we love hearing from you. All right, let's start going down the list when we look at this vast area. The first place that I want to mention, now I'm going to say Pensacola's up there. However, it really doesn't go between the vast parts of these, but I'm going to say that that's probably number one for the cheapest. However, that's not the community most people are looking for when they come to this area. And if they are looking for community, they're going to be paying a pretty penny for it. So we'll go overall communities. So number one on this list that I'm going to go for is the Milton Pace area. Now the Milton Pace area is in the northeastern part of Pensacola. If you're looking at a map, you can kind of see this area where it kind of comes down and it looks like a little peninsula that's in the bay. That's the Milton. And then of course, north is downtown Milton area and Pace. Really, really cute town out there, I'll tell you. But it's kind of spread out, really quiet. There's a lot of newer construction that's going out in the Milton area and Pace area, but you're also going to find eclectic mixes of homes, which I think is what drives this price down as well. You have trailer parks, brand new constructions, as I mentioned. You have a lot of homes that were built in the 1970s, 80s, and early 2000s. And that's going to be pretty consistent across the board about every place I'm about to describe to you. What's the median price for purchasing a home in this area? $292,500. Not bad. Not bad for getting the most amount of space and the newest type of home. That's a pretty good median. Median price. Not average, but median price. And that's what I'm going to describe as we go. So that's number one, Milton Pace. On a budget, go there. All right. Number two is the Crestview, Baker, Lynn Haven area. Some of this is very much like a condensed urban residential area. As much as we're gonna describe for Northwest Florida, it's not gonna be a big city or even a medium-sized city like Pensacola. It's a good-sized town that's growing. At least Crestview is really growing. It's growing its infrastructure out and everything else like that. When you get into Baker and Lynn Haven, it's really more of a spread out sort of living in the woods sort of feel that you're gonna have in these areas. However, if you're looking for these specific homes, the median price for these is $315,500. Again, great, big lots, newer homes, really gonna get that community. And again, describing Crestview, the infrastructure is really getting built out. They're building a Crestview Commons, they're building more and more stuff to support the infrastructure as the housing over the last decade has just been been going up. And we have a lot of newer homes in desirable areas, and it's really a nice place to go. You're not, of course, really in the thick of things, but you're a decent drive away from them, which is really nice. Access to I-10, which can get you into Pensacola, get you all the way over to Tallahassee, or you can head down Highway 85 and you'll be able to connect with the beaches across the area within probably a 20 to 30 minute time frame, of course, depending upon the season. All right, moving on. Number three, that's right out of our top five. Number three is Mary Esther. Mary Esther is just west of Fort Walton Beach. It encompasses the area just around the base at Robert Field and continues all around the area down Highway 98 until you hit Navarre. The median price for this is $329,000. Really nice, really affordable for somebody moving to this area. There are some older homes throughout this area. There's also waterfront homes. There are nice gated communities, and there are some older eclectic communities, as we talked about. The nice thing about this area is if you're working at Hurlburt Field, or maybe you're looking to invest into a rental, these things come and go very, very quickly because of the convenience. There is a certain amount of backup that we do get for traffic that comes into this area due to when Hurlburt Field lets out. When it's towards the end of the working day, we can see traffic start to back up around 3 to about 7 p.m. So being able to only have to be in that traffic for only 5 to 15 minutes is very, very nice in comparison to staying in there for a half hour to an hour, say if you're in Gulf Breeze or Navarre. So nice area there. Okay, let's keep going. Number four is Fort Walton Beach. I like Fort Walton Beach. It seems to be that happy medium. That's where I live. The median price for this, $335,000 here at the beginning of 2024. Why is this nice? Well, you have access to both bases. You have multiple routes to get to places, which is not necessarily a thing, right, without going all around, say, a bay or something like that. Because if you look at a map, there's not a lot of alternative routes to get to places. Fort Walton Beach is positioned perfectly for you to get to where you need to go in this area, and you have options, options to get there that don't take an exorbitant amount of time to do so. There's also a good amount of shops, restaurants, and things for your day-to-day life that allows you to really enjoy. It is rather eclectic, just as I mentioned before, because you could be on the waterfront on Choctaw Bay. Choctahatchee Bay, I think is how you pronounce it. We call it Choctaw Bay. But you could have something there that, you know, 1.2, 2.2 million across the street from a 300,000 and 3-4 blocks away from a trailer park. There was just no zoning when they put Fort Walton Beach together. Because of that, it kind of drives that price. There's still a mix of brand new constructions and everything else that I had mentioned before. There's even some that are those cinder block homes that were built in the 50s all throughout here. Yeah, they lasted all the hurricanes. So Fort Walton Beach is really nice at a decent price for you to move to. Okay, number five. Number five on our list. Surprisingly, I think this is a tie. You tell me. Okay, we have Gulf Breeze at $399,900, and we also have Freeport at $400,000. I'm gonna call it a tie. You tell me. Let's describe these two, okay? Gulf Breeze, really nice. Kind of spread out. When we think of Gulf Breeze, we think about this little section when you go over the bridge into Pensacola. That's their downtown area where they have all the schools kind of lumped together. Really nice neighborhoods and whatnot. Although it extends all the way out to Navarre. We got Tiger Point and different areas. This is a place where the zoo is at, by the way. But it's really spread out throughout this area. Nice schools, nice community. It's got a park, coastal park in this area as well that kind of blocks out a good portion of it. So hiking, biking, swimming, all that stuff is available there. And part of Gulf Breeze is also Pensacola Beach. Yes, it's part of Gulf Breeze that you have access to. So it's actually a really nice place to go to, especially given that price point. Freeport, way on the other side, is just going to be east of Niceville, north of Santa Rosa Beach. A lot of people like to go to Freeport because they work in the 30A Santa Rosa Beach area, and just the price of that, which we'll go over here in a little bit, are just too expensive. Just too expensive. So they'll live in Freeport and transition down into the work environment down there in the 30A and Santa Rosa Beach area. But they do have a nice area called Hammock Bay. It's a new community. They keep building things out. Heck, last time I heard there's a brewery in this community. They got the community store. There's really nice community presence. It's grown over the years. Ever since I've been here, it's been about a decade, and very close to so since I've I've been in real estate. It has grown so much. And a lot of people are actually relocating there, especially families, because even the school systems are getting better and better. So Freeport's actually up there on the list. The only downside is that it's kind of far from everything, but if you don't mind a bit of a drive and you like the relaxing drive through the woods, it might be the place for you. All right, those are the top six of our five cheapest places. But real quick, I'm gonna run down the rest since we're talking about it, right? So we'll say our number seven is Navarre. Navarre came in at 415,000 here at the beginning of 2024. Love this area because it's kind of central to places you wanna go. Still gotta drive, but you've got quick ride out to Pensacola. And Pensacola has a lot of stuff, good restaurants. It's got the baseball team, it's got hockey teams. It's got stuff for you to do and it's really not that bad of a drive. You also have access to Destin, almost equal distance, as far as timing is concerned, all the way out into Destin, where you have all the fun things of Destin to do. So I really like that community. Number eight comes in Chalmar. Chalmar is just south of Eglin Air Force Base. Immediate community there, not a whole lot of restaurants, but you're really close to things as well. Nice laid back, a little bit older community that came in at 421,500. Niceville. Niceville came in at 453,000. This is an area just located north of Eglin Air Force Base. They really like their homes in this area. It's kind of upper class or maybe wannabe upper class. I'm sure people from Niceville want to punch me now, but it's kind of true. That's what the rest of the community kind of views that area. However, great community. You can watch some of our videos on it. I love it personally, but it is a little bit pricey of their homes because of kind of what I've said before, but great school systems, public school systems, best in all Northwest Florida. Destin comes in at number 10. The median price for this is 656,000, but that's where everything's at. There's also really high class gated communities like Kelly Plantation, Regatta Bay, and a bunch of other smaller ones throughout this area, which really drives this price up. So if you're looking in this area, it's really nice because you have access to everything and you don't have to drive far to do the things that you want to do. Number 11 is going to be Miramar Beach and the Sandestin Resort area. That comes in around 725,000. This is a great area too. Beautiful, beautiful drive down the beach there. Absolutely gorgeous. They call it part of the 30A. I don't believe it because it's not on 30A, but I'll argue that until somebody proves me wrong. but it does have kind of the whitewash buildings and communities, wonderful restaurants, great shopping. But again, it's a little bit more high class and it's a little more expensive. Coming in dead last as far as affordability is, you guessed it, Santa Rosa Beach, the 30A area. If you look down off of 30A, your median price for this area is $1.6 million for your median price. And that's not even on the water. However, you have to mention when you go with this community, it's a different world being out there. I go down there to vacation, or what we like to call a staycation. But I go down there all the time just because it's so nice, so well kept. It doesn't feel like Condo City. It's a huge different than going to Panama City Beach than it is going to be going into your 30A Santa Rosa Beach area. Just absolutely gorgeous. They shot the Truman Show over a decade ago in this area called Seaside. That's where I like to frequent. But seaside, watercolor, just being in close proximity and taking a drive down there, grabbing a bike, going down the endless miles and miles of bike path, it's absolutely gorgeous. So you can understand why it's priced the way that it is priced. But there you go. There are the top five cheapest places to live in Northwest Florida. I gave you 12, but really I gave you all six really for this area. If you have any questions about anything that I had mentioned here, please leave it in the comments below. If you are listening via podcast or any of our audios, just give us a call or text and you'll get that here at the end of this audio recording of what you need. So let us know if you are moving here, got some questions, need some help, please reach out to us. My team and myself here are happy to help you out. And of course, I'm Tim Whittemore here with the Whittemore Group at LPT Realty. We'll see you in our next video. Take care.
That's all we got for today. To learn more about Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, make sure to hit that subscribe button and please leave us a review. Also, make sure you check them out and subscribe to their YouTube channel, Living in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida. And make sure to follow them on Facebook and Instagram. If you are thinking about moving, relocating, or investing in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, or anywhere between Pensacola and Panama City Beach, make sure to give them a call send them a text or email, because they have your back when moving to the Emerald Coast of Florida.